This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm always glad to have you guys with me, and me and the team are always happy to, I don't know, what do we do? What do we do here? Do we part? Do we, like, pontificate? Are we selling our concept of life to you? I don't know. I don't really care, but what I am happy is that you're here. The Kentucky Derby is over, and the first leg of what, the Triple Crown, that we got the Preakness next in the Belmont, and the horse that won it, it was a horse called Always Dreaming. And when I saw that that horse won, I thought, isn't that liberalism for you? They're always dreaming. Now, you might think, well, that sounds very peaceful. But no, they're always dreaming of bashing in your skulls because you're conservatives. That's what they're always dreaming about. And it got me thinking about something else. What if Hillary Clinton had a horse in the Kentucky Derby? Of course, it would have finished last. But the name of the horse would probably have been... Now, this is just me talking, but I'm thinking, you keep dreaming? How about that one? Yep, you keep dreaming, Hillary, because you are toast. We are done with you. Tons to talk about today. Hey, I told you guys about the book that Barack Obama, this guy wrote for Barack Obama, where he talked about the girl, the second girl that's now in his life, and she's a half Japanese, half Swedish, or half German, or something. She's a what we call a swirl in the black community, except she's not half black, half white. She's half Japanese and half something. I guess we call her a nanderwurl, like a something that mixes a banana with vanilla. I don't know, but anyway, that's who he's supposedly dated. And then they chronicled another girl that he supposedly had these sexcapade romps with, and you know, but he was a distant guy and all these different things, sort of a brooding sort. And then they shared with us some of the writings that Barack Obama wrote, and then these girls' different diary things about it. So this guy apparently did a good job of uncovering all the, what, two, three, four women that Barack Obama had in his past. But what I don't think they cover in the book, as I mentioned before, is all the dudes. Yeah, there's quite a few dudes in Barack Obama's past. I mean, Reggie Love didn't just pop up all of a sudden. And it's funny because every one of these girls, every single one of them, talks about how Barack Obama seemed to be confused about his sexuality. That's a euphemism for, I think he's bi. Yeah, oh, he was. Trust me. And the thing about it is, with Barack Obama's life and the way leftists are and the way his mom lived amongst the hippies and the beatniks and the tie-dye crowd, you can be guaranteed some dude decided to molest little Barry. And he could admit it. Tyler Perry admitted it, for goodness sake. I mean, admit that you got buggered, and then we'd understand all the LGBTQ crap that you did while you were president. But now they're trying to, they're whitewashing it. I'm not kidding. The actual title of this article that I read was in the New York Post, Inside Barack's Sex-Filled Relationships Before Madonna. And I would, as I said, I think this is just volume one, the ladies, because I want to read volume two, the dudes. We know they're out there. Look, I'm not fixated on it. I'm not fascinated by it in the least. I just think the dude should fess up. It isn't that big of a deal. You know what? Barack Obama for the left is a rock star now. Can you imagine if this man professed his gayety to them? You know, I experimented a little bit. Yeah, here and there, you know, from time to time, a party, a little bit of cocaine. Oh, by the way, one of the things they said in the book was, he didn't use cocaine like as if he were really trying to enjoy it. It was just more like he was going along to get along. And I'm like, please, come on. I've never done drugs and I've never done coke. But and maybe there are people, I don't know drug culture, maybe there are people that go, oh, you just have some coke? Well, sure, I'll take a hit, you know, and that's the end of it. But I don't see Barry as that. You know, I see, now I will tell you this, I got friends that would say, yeah, I'll have some coke. If a girl wants some coke, give me a little something, then I'll I'll have that. But I've seen people use it for that. But I've never seen somebody go, oh, no, it was coke there. But he, you know, Barry was just like, no big deal. You know, or he snorted it with the other people. But they were addicts. He wasn't. I mean, look, I don't know if the guy was an addict. I'm just saying, admit what you are. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Like, oh, no, no, his coke use was very presidential. You know, he knew from the way he was snorting coke that one day he would be president and he would have to tell this story. Yeah, sure. Because we all know that when we're making stupid mistakes in our youth, right? Yeah, one of these days, that could come back to bite me. You know, like, for example, Barry's his penchant for older white men. Again, admit it. Admit it. And what was funny, too, in this book, Revelation, and I'm not going to read the book. I wouldn't buy it. I'd rather watch paint dry. But one of the things that they talked about was the fact that these white chicks, the two or three or whatever that Barry seemed to be having this sex-filled relationship with before Michelle, they said something about that he was going to end up with a black woman. All these women, these white women were like, he's going to end up with a black woman. And it reminded me of the movie Malcolm X, made by Spike Lee. You know who he is, the little rat terrier that makes movies. Well, Spike had Malcolm X. There was a scene in the movie where Malcolm X is with this white woman. And essentially, it was sort of like he wanted to dominate white women because he had this, you know, it was almost like, white men had dominated black women, so it was payback to the white man. Okay, tell yourself that, but whatever. Personally, I think he just got sick of dealing with black chicks because they can be a handful, as you know. And we got a video up right now with two black girls at the welfare office fighting it out and a whole group of people watching, including kids. And they're like, you know, cursing and all this. And I'm thinking, wow, last time I checked, you should just be there to get your check. And, oh, by the way, if you're able to fight, then you're able to work. So how about you just go along your way and not get that check? But I digress. So anyway, they all said that eventually that he was going to end up with a black chick. And the whole thing of it was, and I believe this about Obama, he saw, like, using white women is sort of the thing that he had seen before. So his true father, the people that they believe is his father, a guy named Frank Marshall Davis, essentially did that to Barack Obama's mother. He took nude pictures of her. As I said, the theory is that he's actually Barack Obama's father, and of course nobody wants to actually validate that because it would ruin the narrative of his father being a goat herder who went to Harvard and got his PhD. I mean, what a story that makes. You know? But they don't talk much about little Ann Dunham, who apparently was a bit of a, I don't know, you know, she was a voyeur of sorts. So the point of it all was these women were saying that they felt that there was no real connection for them with him. That, you know, it was this sort of bigger picture thing, and that they were just sort of a stepping stone to whatever he wanted to achieve. And how sad is that? You know, what, the guy couldn't date black chicks on the way to that, or date Reggie Love or whoever he's really in love with on the way to becoming the president? So he fakes his way and frauds his way to it, and we got what we got. Of course, we know what we got in America. Not a whole lot. Anyway, lots to talk about this hour. Trayvon Martin, he got a distinction. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Trayvon Martin got something very important that he will need in the afterlife, I guess. So we'll talk about that when it comes up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We talked about quite a bit today. I asked if you were off your antidepressants, because you can be, earlier in the broadcast. Yeah. Trump, I got to tell you, if you were, I don't know, what do you take for, like, antidepressants? What's the thing, like Xanax or something like that? Whatever it is, sell the stock short, because people are feeling good. Who's that lady that sings, "But I'm feeling good"? Is it what's her name? It's Nina Simone? Something like that. Yeah, I'm feeling good. You should be. We should be feeling good. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the left are not feeling so good. They're worried about Barack Obama's legacy. You're going to hear that a lot, Barack Obama's legacy. And you're also watching the left as they try to now do the full court press on, everybody loves Obamacare. When you cancel Obamacare, you're killing old people and children and Guatemalan midgets. What are you going to do? You know, and I chuckle at it because the majority of people don't care about Obamacare. All we have to do, folks, pay attention. All we have to do is remind people, so what impact did it have on you? This thing you're supposed to care so much about, how did it positively impact you? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would love to get my money back from Obamacare. I'm $30,000 in. I was calculating it one day. 20 to 30 grand in Obamacare that got me nothing. Took my kid to the emergency room because he got bit by a tick. Don't ask me where. You know, out there romping around doing something crazy kids do, playing outside, and said it should have been playing video games and eating Cheetos and drinking Cokes. That's what the kids do today. But instead, I forced the kid to go outside and play. And he finds the only tick probably in the neighborhood, and the tick bites him on his shoulder. And instead of becoming Spider-Man and doing something good and productive with his little life, he decides he's going to get the little ring around the tick bite that makes it look like he's got Lyme disease. Now, this is the second time this kid has been bitten by a tick, and both times he gets a little ring that says he got Lyme disease. Well, Lyme disease is bad news. It'll give you a bad attitude. It's kind of like lupus. You don't know what it's going to morph into. It'll look like 5,000 different things. But at the end of the day, you look sick. You end up kind of losing your mind. So it's a very simple fix. I'm giving you guys this so you know. When you get this little tick bite and it gets a ring all the way around it where it looks like, you know, like a bomb went off and a little nuclear explosion, that means that the tick probably has Lyme disease. It's a simple fix. Antibiotics. All you got to do is get him antibiotics. So go to the emergency room. Why? Because it's 8 o'clock at night when I see the stupid tick bite. Take him to the emergency room. And wait there a couple hours. I tell them, look, all I need is a script for amoxicillin. I don't want to wait because you have a time period that you have to catch the Lyme disease. I don't know. Maybe the limes become lemons, but I don't know what they do. I just don't want it to be doing it to my kid. So I'm waiting there, waiting. 4 hours later, still haven't been seen, watching a bunch of crazy people and their crazy kids running up. I mean, if you want to talk about watching people that need to have their kids taken away from them, if I was DH, was it the Health and Human Services that takes away kids, people's kids, I would just stand in there and say, okay, your kids got to go, because these people are crazy. Women yanking their kids up 1 year old by the shoulder, you know, like underneath the shoulder and grabbing these kids. Now, I know kids are malleable. They adjust easily. But one woman yanked her little daughter up after she told her, get your butt out here. You know, and the little kid wouldn't move fast enough. She yanked her up and the baby starts crying. And I'm just looking at her going, and you wonder why you don't have a man. You wonder why you're sitting in this room, you know, with your two, she had two kids, and just yelling and screaming. And it was across the board. I mean, just threatening to beat people. And I'm sitting there going, God, I would pay money to get out of here. I had a number, $500. I would have probably paid up to $500 to get out of there, get treated, and be gone. Now, here's the rub. So my, not the copay, the deductible. My deductible, I haven't met the deductible. By the time I get up to the thing, the lady goes, well, you still have $932 of your deductible. Was it a $5 prescription medication? I already knew what it was, self-diagnosed, and I know that may seem weird to some people, but I know exactly what to do with Lyme disease. I didn't need to see doctors and nurses and have them take his blood pressure, run an anal probe, and then see if he was from outer space, because that's what it felt like was going on. Everybody had to recheck. Oh, what's his blood pressure? I'm going to check. He got his blood pressure checked, I know, twice, probably three times. Any symptoms? No fever, no nothing, no scratchy throat, nothing. I want amoxicillin so he can take it and be gone. No, can't do it. And so I end up paying $326 for a prescription that I already know I need, and you wonder why I don't want to feed the beast? Now, one of my friends, and I told this story earlier, he's got a double hernia right now. He's a liberal. One of my best friends, and the only one I have is a liberal friend, but he has a double hernia. You know what he tells me? He says, I'm going to get one hernia surgery, then I'll meet my deductible, then I'll come back and get the other hernia surgery. And I said, welcome to Obamacare. I said, you know what you would have done? If you'd had regular insurance, you would have said, hey, can you take care of these hernias for me? And you would have paid your percentage of the copay, or whatever they call it, the deductible, and you would have been done. But now you got to finagle. And he looked at me like, okay, you got me there.
because he loves Obama. And I'm going, what could you love about that? Two surgeries because you're trying to figure out how to get it done. I said, and by the way, wasn't this all supposed to be free? I'm paying a crap load of money. I want to go to the hospital. I don't care what time, winter, spring, summer, or fall, not to go all James Taylor on you. And I want to get my hospitalization for free. That's what that, you know, baby black Jesus promised me, and that's what I want. So they're wondering, why is it, Kevin, well, you know, his legacy is in trouble. What legacy? A legacy of failure? A legacy of making people be afraid to go to the doctor? A legacy of people strategizing? Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'll get the hip done, and that's going to eat up a majority of my copay. Then I'm going to go ahead and get that nail out of my scalp, you know. Then I'll get that toenail fungus taken care of at the end, because that's the one that really bothers me. I mean, people are finagling health care. What is this about? And so you look at, oh, Trump, he's dismantling this, he's dismantling that. I would be so unapologetic if I was Donald Trump. I'd say, let me explain something. The black dude gave you subpar stuff. He gave you insurance for African pygmy monkeys. And you think that you want that insurance? I tell you what, and I told you guys this, there was a hashtag that was Obamacare saved me, or Obamacare something me. 8,000 people. That's all it helped. This thing has done nothing. And the idea of dismantling it is a public service. And Donald Trump, when it's completely gone, he should say, we have finally gotten rid of the affirmative action health care system and we're back to normal. I asked Wanda Sykes, who said getting rid of Obamacare was racism. And I said, well, what insurance does she have before Obamacare? KKK care? What does she have? You know, when you start thinking about the type of insurance that people carry, I was carrying white folks' insurance before Obamacare, and I don't know about y'all. I don't know what my audience is. I know the majority of y'all are white folks, but I want y'all's insurance. I don't want the black man's insurance, and I bet you don't either. You know, that would be like saying, hey, Kevin, do you want to go live in Compton or whatever? Where's Maxine Waters? Hey, that would be like saying, Kevin, do you want to live anywhere that the Congressional Black Caucus presides over? No, thank you. I'll live where the white folks live. I want to live where Nancy Pelosi lives. I want to live where Teddy Kennedy lives. I want to live where John Kerry lives. I want to live where Harry Reid lives. I don't want to live with the black folks, and I don't want their insurance. So if you have to believe that's Barack Obama's legacy, rock on, Rockola, because I don't want it. I want white people's stuff. I'll be back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Everybody, welcome back. And all I have to say about this next story is, holy mother of Batman. Jeez, you're not going to believe this. And I saw this story and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. What's in this? And I'm going to talk about this from a perspective that you're probably going to be a little surprised about. Because when we posted the story, people were like, well, you don't know much about this thing, Kevin Jackson. You know, because I always get those types. And of course, they all talk like that. They all talk like inbred, you know, I don't know, from the Appalachian Mountains or something. But anyway, they were mad at me because I didn't just, like, jump all over it. And I did. I jumped on it to some degree. But I balanced it out with, you know, being a human being and understanding how things worked out. And the story involves a kid by the name of Trayvon Martin. You may not know who he is, or you may. So Trayvon Martin was shot by white Hispanic, by the name of George Zimmerman. And I remember when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin, and I hadn't seen George Zimmerman, I was like, wow, what did this Jew do, you know? Because that's a Jewish name, Zimmerman. Yeah, my name is Zimmerman. Shut up. Cover the fish or whatever. So anyway, I'm thinking, what does Jew shoot this dude, this black dude, over, right? Because I didn't see the thing. Then I see him, and he looks, of course, I think he's Guatemalan? He's something. He's not like, he certainly isn't white. So it turns out he's half white, and his mother was some other, like a Latino thing, and he looks like his mom, which I hope his mom is a little cuter than he looks, but you get what I'm saying, right? You understand what I'm talking about. So George Zimmerman kills Trayvon Martin because in a struggle, and I have to tell you, when I saw that he's going to receive, you're going to laugh at what I'm about to say, but he's going to receive a posthumous degree in aeronautical engineering. And I'm thinking, what? And as I read it, I felt sorry for Trayvon Martin. I did. Because he may have actually had a chance. See, Trayvon Martin did not have the typical ghetto parents that you go, okay, he's a latchkey kid. No, you know, nobody cares about him, blah, blah, blah. That's quite the contrary. He had issues. But he worked on some, you know, there was potential for him to resolve his issues. And he went to live with his dad, who lived in a gated community. And that doesn't make his dad like a great dad because he lived in a gated community. It just means that his dad was, you know, didn't like having banditos come into his gated community. No, I'm kidding. But here's the thing. Trayvon caused his own death to a degree. I can admit that. But it's sad that this kid died and that he was unable to deal with his demons. Now, I know, Kevin, he was taking that, you know, cheap man's version of some high or whatever. Okay, great. Let me ask you. You think there are not good kids out there that are doing something very similar? There are good kids out there that are trying cocaine, that are trying crank, that are trying LSD, that are trying heroin. They're good kids from good families. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time when people denigrate these young black kids like Trayvon Martin, I think to myself, you haven't really thought about this thoroughly. You just see these kids the way the media is painting them. And I'm telling you, the leftist media who, for the most part, when I talk about them being leftists and they pretend to help blacks and pretend to do the right things and pretend that they're telling the right stories, they're the scourge of the earth. When it comes to how they depict these young black kids, even as they try to help, you read between the lines and you can see that they consider these kids throwaways. And I'm going to tell you, there was a point when I was doing all of this where I found myself leaning that way. And then I remembered, wait a minute, these are kids in bad circumstances. And I also thought to myself, I told this story to a CEO. I said, let me tell you something. You show me the young white kid going to Boston College or going to Harvard who will get up every morning, go stand on a corner, sell drugs, knowing he could get arrested or shot. And, you know, and then I'll capitulate that those kids are better than these kids. Because I'm going to tell you, I'll take that kid that's willing to sell drugs and potentially be killed or get arrested, and I'll put him in a situation where this Harvard grad goes, and I'll bet on that young black kid every time. You know, the saying, always bet on black. Because it takes a lot of guts to do that. These kids go through PTSD and they become almost like warriors, and they gain a warrior mentality. They gain a mentality that says, you know what? I could die today. It ain't that big of a deal. Just the way it is. I want you to imagine that inside of your company where a kid goes, I'm going to give it 100% and I take no prisoners. And you teach him the way of the art of war as your company goes to war. That is an asset. So I don't see them the way other people see them anymore. So again, I'm not exonerating Trayvon Martin. I was asked on TV multiple times, Kevin, what would your son have done? I said, my son would have gone home. Because he would have seen Zimmerman following him. He would have stopped and said, sir, may I help you? And George Zimmerman would, well, I'm part of neighborhood security. And my son would have said, well, my father is Kevin Jackson. He lives at this address. And, you know, you're more than welcome to follow me home and we can resolve this. But I don't really like the fact that you're stalking me. It appears that you're stalking me. Well, I'm the neighborhood watch. Okay, great. Now we know each other's roles. I'm part of the neighborhood. So I'm glad you're watching out for me, but I'm no person to be watched. So why don't you go along your way? I'll go along my way. I told you where I live if you want to come over and resolve. So my son would have talked to all of them. They would have talked through it. And as much as I know, I've trained them, they could absolutely kick Zimmerman's butt. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't even try to do it. Because they would be like, there's no reason to do it. I got asked the same question about Michael Brown. What would happen with your sons? I said, my sons would have, if the cop had said, get out of the street, my sons would have gotten out of the street. To be honest, they wouldn't have been in the street in the first place. If the police officer talked badly to them, they would have said, officer, is there something we can help you with? You know, hope you have a better day. Or something like that. They understand that. Why? Because I've told them, man, cops have a rough job. I don't know how security and neighborhood security's job is, but I know this. Some people may take it more seriously than others. I choose to err on the side of caution when dealing with people like that. So anyway, I know conservatives want to attack, you know, and I'm coming at this understanding of Trayvon Martin from the position of a father and a highly failed Christian. And despite the circumstances of Martin's death, I would have liked to have seen him respond differently. So when I learned he was getting this posthumous degree in aeronautical engineering, I scoffed, but not for the reason you think. Now, the Time is the one who reported this. and I want to tell you a little bit about the story. So Florida Memorial University announced this on Facebook that they're going to award a Martin a Bachelor of Science degree with a concentration in flight education on May the 13th. Now, his mother, Sabrina Fulton, graduated from the college, and his father, Tracy Martin, is going to be there, obviously, to accept the award on behalf of his late son. Now, the family has also advocated, you know, following his death and established the Trayvon Martin Foundation to help prevent gun violence and work with victims and their families. And here's what they said. Sabrina, our alum, epitomizes strength and dignity as she uplifts other victims of violence while effecting change for a more equal and just society. This is Dr. Rosalind Clark Artis, the university's president. Now, it's in Miami Gardens, Florida, and they did this on the fifth anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death. Now, here's what the reason why I'm offended. I'm not offended because they want to do something for an alumni whose son was killed in a tragic circumstance. They can do what they want there. The issue I have is I know it is a politically correct ruse of the university. See, they likely had no idea of what Trayvon even wanted to study, but they say, no, we're going to give him this award. If you want to give him an award, you say, we're going to give him his mother an award because she's an alumni and she's doing great things and we understand the tragedy, blah, 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 and you want to make some award up, fine, but you're going to give him an engineering degree? What was it? What was he going to study that? They know nothing about it, but that's not even what bothers me the most. It's what the motivation behind this is. So my first question there is, why now? Why not year one? Why not year four? They waited until President Trump becomes president so they can reignite the spark of Trayvon Martin's death. That's number one. Second, the couple has a foundation against gun violence. For what? Are they going to address black-on-black crime? Or is it for the more self-serving fundraising and leftist narratives that they want to promote? So then this got me questioning other things like, hey, well, why don't we give Michael Brown an honorary degree from WashU in St. Louis? Hey, why don't we do this? Let's give Alton Sterling a Yale fellowship. Or better yet, will Ivy League schools begin bestowing these great degrees on dead black men while live ones continue to anguish? See, such is the way of the left. They reward the undeserving, they ignore those who try, and the harder they try, the more the left will ignore them. That's what bothers me most about this. There are great kids doing great things, and they're honoring a kid who, tragic as it may be, got himself killed. The same thing that's happening where people are wanting to build shrines on behalf of Michael Brown and Alton Sterling and some of these other guys. It's ridiculous.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moultonhow, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFO. ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's on my mind? I wish I was freer, like the Mexican people. God bless you, Mexican people. You are free. I care what nobody say about you. You do what you want to do. I'm telling you, I wish I could wake up as a Mexican one morning and go, you know what? You know what? Today, how the hell with the dress code today? If I want to wear my prom dress to pay my phone bill, that's exactly what I'm doing. It's racist, but it's funny. And to the Mexican men that wear the elevator boots that make you 5'4", just take them off and be 5'1". You're playing with yourself. Now you can almost ride the rides at Magic Mountain, but not quite.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. I am the author of a book called Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. And you can get that book at racepimping.com. And I hope you will. What I want to talk about now is we just had Cinco de Mayo that came up last week. And the Mexicans were afraid to come out like they had in the past. You remember the old Cinco de Mayo celebrations? They would come out and they'd wave the Mexican flag, and you'd have the La Raza people, and they called them Aztlan, the people that believed that the United States still belongs to Mexico, and they would flip us off and stuff like that. Well, they were afraid to come out because Donald Trump's president. So one of the largest Cinco de Mayo parades around was effectively canceled. They didn't cancel it, but they said they expected attendance to be a lot lower. And part of the reason was they figured there would be ICE, Immigration Customs and Enforcement people at each one of these parades ready to round up some bandidos. So people were afraid. One of my friends has a business. It's a basement business. And he said to me the other day, he said, Kev, he goes, I'm telling you, I go get these day laborers, and there are many of them that they won't come over by themselves. They want me or one of our other employees to pick them up because they don't want to get stopped for traffic or anything because they're afraid they'll get shipped back home. And I go, I hope they do. I said, I know you got a business to run, but go hire some regular folks. He's like, man, I'm just getting day laborers. I'm not trying to figure out who's who. But he told me, he says, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. He said that the Mexican workers are the hardest workers. He says, next are other white boys or what have you. And he says, but he goes, and my friend is black. He goes, being honest, I hate hiring black folks. I said, why are you telling it to me like it's some kind of secret? I know. He goes, man, the very first thing they do, I said, don't even answer. They pull the race card. Oh, come on, bruh. And I said, they want to get paid early. They want to leave early. You do that, they don't come back. They're not appreciative. They don't work hard. And I said, do I need to go on? He goes, all of the above. But he says, so these Mexican day laborers work their butts off. And he goes, I just want to knock these jobs out. So I get it. You know, and he's trying to expand. And I said, well, you're going to have to do it the legal way. You're going to have to find people that you can count on. So, look, I know what's going on in this game. But Cinco de Mayo came, and I said, Trump should have broken out the cerveza. Because while the left is trying to make this wall disappear and they want to squash border security, Donald Trump, and I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but he's gaining steam among Mexicans. Now, see, that's something to celebrate Cinco de Mayo about. A new poll came out, and it proved that Hispanics support Trump, get this, at a higher rate than the general public. Now, I want you to understand, it's one thing that first of all, I don't even believe the polls of the general public, but the fact that they would actually report that, forget the skewing of the polls, because both of these polls are probably skewed. But as it stands right now, Mexicans support Donald Trump more than the general public. Now, I'm going to give you the numbers. This is a Zogby Analytics survey. Okay? Overall approving of Donald Trump. In the latest survey, Hispanic support for Donald Trump hit the 45% mark, 2 points higher than the president's generic approval. Now, let me tell you why that's a bigger deal than you even imagine. If the Mexicans are 45 and they're saying the average the general population is 43, ask yourself this. That presidential race was practically 50-50. Okay? How many people do you know no longer support Donald Trump? Do you honestly believe 7% of the population no longer supports Trump? That's nonsense. So I believe Donald Trump's probably around 53 to 55% in the general population, and I think that's low, which means the Hispanics support him even more. That's what these guys better be afraid of. Now, they say the 55% that's 55% higher than the total Latino vote for Trump in the election. He won only 29% of the vote. Now, here's what they're quoted as saying. The biggest surprise in the new poll is Trump's approval among Hispanic voters, which is at 45% approval, 51% disapproval. In February, those numbers were less among Hispanics at 39% approval and 53% disapproval. Trump's moves are actually making Hispanics become more enthralled with him. You want to talk about no, I don't know what else I could tell the left that would be worse, except that Martin Luther King rose from the grave and, you know, in some sort of a, you know, what do they call it, with a, you can see his figure and all that electronically. But anyway, he rose from his grave and he said, I am a Republican and I would have voted for Trump. That's about the only thing that could be worse than this news that the leftists are getting. So get this, the notion that after all the talk of rapists and drug dealers coming from Mexico, Trump's popularity grows. This can't bode well for leftists. They've tried to paint this man as xenophobic and dispassionate when it comes to immigration and certainly the plight of Mexicans. But as you can see, this isn't working. I don't know. I don't want to get into the strategy of the left. I don't want to give them to tip them off. But I'll tell you this. If your strategy, whatever it is you're trying to do, at every turn, you're watching Trump gain popularity, I suggest you look at the strategy. Now, there's a Facebook page out there, and the media ignores it, but it's a page where I think it's called Hispanics for Trump or something like that. They support having a legal immigration workforce. They are proud Americans and embrace their strong heritage and culture. This is what it says on their page. Now, in many Texas border towns, immigrants who came here legally are the ones who are most bothered by illegal immigration. I say this to people all the time. It's like blacks and Africans, okay? Because they make it appear as though the Americans of Mexican descent are monolithic. They got one thing on their mind, two things. They got the Catholic Church, you know, the Virgin Mary, and they got Mexicans coming across the border. Let me tell you something. They may have the Catholic Church on their mind. They don't give a crap about their border buddies and brothers and sisters any more than black people give a crap about the immigration system from Africa. If you ask the average black in America, or what they call like to call African Americans, if you said, how do people get to America from Africa? They would just figure, I don't know, man. I mean, it's like, you know, get here, they get on a boat or whatever. They would have no clue. They have no idea that these people mostly enter the lottery, and that their countries are allotted a certain number of people to bring over, and it's a lottery system, and they get picked, and you're very fortunate if you get picked. Many of these countries, unfortunately, are sending their worst people. It used to be in the old days they would send us their best, because they wanted to send the best, bring them back home, so they could bring that whole this civilized democracy, if you will, in a republic, over to their countries. But too many of them started staying. So now what they do, they send us their worst. It's like Australia. They're dumping their crooks and their thieves. And to Donald Trump's point, they're bringing over their rapists and their drug dealers and making us deal with their problems. They're cleaning out their countries to make their countries better and more safe and giving that problem to us. And he's saying enough is enough. And so, by the way, are many of the Mexican people in America, the Americans of Mexican descent, are sick of it as well. So Tony Castaneda, a third-generation Mexican-American, former police chief in Eagle Pass, Texas, he's vehemently against amnesty for illegals. He says, a lot of my relatives are still waiting in line on the Mexican side. They're paying their fees, submitting their paperwork. They're waiting their period of time. Relatives of mine have been on the line for 15 years trying to get across, trying to get their status. And some people just come in the middle of the night and they want to live and hide and benefit from a lot of the things we have in this country, taking it away from American citizens. Now, this is an American of Mexican descent. And then he continued, I have a Social Security card. You have a Social Security card. He said as he stood on the bluff overlooking the U.S.-Mexican border, I have to pay IRS taxes when they're due. And these people are not paying any of those. They're taking advantage of several programs out there, blah, blah, blah. So he's saying the same stuff that we all are saying. So here's the deal. The numbers don't lie. Donald Trump is in favor. The Mexican-Americans are in favor of Donald Trump.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.